It's Purim time, and there's a Chutz Kavod that we start off with.
It's this meal already?
A Chutz Kavod. What is that?
Sefer Chinuch.
A meal, right. Chutz Kavod. I want to start off with. It says, Haman told Achashverosh about the Jewish people and the belt of halacha in that. And you look in the Targum, you see many halachas in the brosha that Haman told Achashverosh. Many halachas over there. Eating Erevim Kippur, many halachas there. Among the things that Haman or Russia sold to Achashverosh, the Pasuk, Vidosehem Shoinois Mikolom. Does it sound familiar? Vidosehem Shoinois Mikolom. And their das is different than any nation. Vidosehem Shoinois Mikolom. So the Kotzko, the Pshischa, I saw two different, they're close. Two different sources. The Kotzko, the Pshischa both say the same word. And I want to talk about that word, now look. The same Shonos, we call them, he says the Pshat is, the same, Kama, to be Shonos, we call them. The religion of the Jews is to be, not the same as Shonis Mikolom. The same is to be Shonis Mikolom. To be different than the Goy, that's the Chiyuv. Now, is that true? I want to show you something fascinating over here. Will the Pasuk you look up right away? Which Pasuk about this topic? It says in Chumash Vayikra, "Uvachukiseyem lo seileichu, uvachukiseyem lo seileichu." Now there's a Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph. What does this mean from the same lo seileichu? It's a love device in Taryag. So the Rambam, the Machlokes and Rishonim, it's the or early Achronim, Ramo and the Gra. Shatnis Pasuk, Shulchan Aruch, or a Deya. Well, let's first read the Rambam. In Holchim, B'chukoy Goyim. V'loim Adlam in Lohen. Don't be look like them. Loim Malbush. Chukiseyim means Minhogeyim. The uncle says, Nimuseyim. Loim Malbush, Loim Seyar, or Seremi. Here, don't be similar to a goy. Muvdal v'yedua. It should be noticeable. B'malbushoy. B'mishah ma'isov. K'moishu muvdal. Just like a Jew is muvdal. Mehen. How is a Jew different than a goy? He should be muvdal in his malbush. Everything else. Like he's muvdal. B'madoy uvedei oisov. What's the oisov mean? Look at the Rambam. The oisov means midos. Hilchas deis. Hilchas midos. Why he called midos deos? Because the midos are controlled by das. When to get angry, when not to get angry, what to be angry about. Right. Stingy, not stingy, lazy, industrious. That's the oiso. Where do you find a Jew is different than a goy in his midos? Where do you find it? No? Famous. The Rambam is three places. It says, Yeshua asked Hagivoinim Loim Bnei Yisrael Haim. Vagivoinim Loim Bnei Yisrael Haim. What does that mean? They would not be Moichel that he killed them. achzorim. As the Gemara says, there are three simonim of a Jew, and gevoinim are not Jewish. The midot, the yoseim, means the midot of a Jew are different than a goy. Which are the three midos?
Lachmonim,
Baishonim, Pusha, and Gomri Chasodim. So just like a Jew is different than a goy in his midos, he has to be different than them in his Hanhogis and Malbush. What's Madoi mean? Madoi with the Yosov. Midos is midos. What's Madoi? Torah. Right. Chochma Vagoyim Tamin. Torah Bagoyim, Loi Samen, they don't have Madoi. We're different than them. A good cannot learn Torah. The Chenu Oimim, Va'avdil Eschem Ilamim. Va'yubash Malbush Ham Yuchud Lehem. What does that mean? Va'yigdal Tzitzis. Come with Tzitzis Roisham, Chups. Va'yigalach Min Atzodim V'yiniach Haseyor Be'emsa. Like the monk. That's a love of Pesach Rosh anyway, but it's another love. Because you say him, Lois Eleichu. Mizeo and Nicro Bluris. Right. Anyway, all these things, and now there's a big machlokes over here, very big machlokes. The Ramah says that the Chusayim Lois Eleichu only applies Minhogi Agoyim, as Rama says, only those Minhogim that are related to the Pesukim before in Achrimois, Pritzus, Znus, and Avodah Zarah. Only those things are also. As the Pesukim before, my Seretz Mitzrayim, Leiseleichu. So only those Minhagim, which are Goyish Pritzus, or Avodah Zarah, that smell of Avodah Zarah. I'll give you an example. A Christmas vacation. That would be under Chukas HaGoyim. It has a kesher to what? To Avodah Zarah. A Christmas vacation. Or a Pritzus. You have these leather jacket, motorcycle, right. That's really priestess amounts to. Right. But some, being dressed like a guy, they're very not. That very is, Chukasim Lo attaching yourself to Minhoge, Avodah Zarah. It has to do with Avodah Zarah. But stop wearing a suit, pair of pants, jacket, whatever. We're dressing like goyim, basically. Where did you get this idea? From goyim. That's okay, it's fine.
Tie?
That is a tie, it's fine. But for me, the room of goyim said, no, no way. The very is, you should not look like a goy. Period. Let me dominate him. Don't look like a guy. Not priestess. But don't dress like them. El Yisrael, ye Israeli, move down my hand. Be a duab mabushai. And the other hand says, Mabush Muchad Lahem. A major machlokes. Now, I'll give you an example where we just do things in spite. For example, there are all kinds of drushes that goyim count to the sun and we count to the moon. All kinds of drushes. You do it like moons, ups and downs in heaven. No! The reason we count to the moon because they count to the sun. That's the reason. Why do we write right to left? Because they write left to right. They write left to right. Whatever they do, we have to do it differently. You have to, not to be looked like a goy. For example, you put by chassidim, you put the right part of the jacket over the left. Rachman did nothing to do with it. Because they make left to the right, we do right to the left. Right.
So it's
a matter of fact, and you look at the Gemara, that by a Levi, Rachman Islan, used to bring a Khalil, Khalilim. What's Khalil? Flutes. We stopped doing that when they started with taps. Understand? They started with taps, we stopped doing it. As a matter of fact, the Goyen says, shouldn't have flowers in Shavuos and Shul. Why not? Because they have flowers on their. Oh, so shall we, other people disagree. Just because they started, we should stop. But that's the idea. Is the Yamuvdal should be able to tell he's Jewish. That's what Chassidim, during the week, they wear bekeshes and frocks. Why? Because they're going with differently. They're going with differently. But we hold like they go with the grah. Interesting. The same go with the grah. That what? That you shouldn't look like a guy. Not priestess at all. No, dress is very yeshivish. Jared Kushner. Very nice, no? Very yeshivish. But he looks like his friends over there, like his shver. Uh-huh. You're not allowed to look like a goy. According to the Ramah, that's not the word. You shouldn't get caught up with the schmutz, basically. According to the Grah, don't look like a goy. See them, all the malbushim, the shoes, everything, the hair. Correct. Supposed to not look like a guy in any way. And according to Ramon, no problem. Most famous, and that would be the first bracket, a yarmulke. What's the emphasis on a yarmulke? According to the guy, it shouldn't look like a yarmulke, not look like a guy. But no, a yarmulke is the first bracket. Taking off the yarmulke is the first step to shmad, to religion. Atheism is also a religion. Right. But that's Chukisei Moisei Leichu. Taking off a yarmulke, the Chukisei Moisei Leichu. Both Jesus. Now, but the Rambam, by the way, is telling you that just like a Jew is different than a guy. I want to talk about that. In which respect is a Jew different than a guy? Rambam says, Madoi in this Torah. The guy doesn't have Torah, can't learn Torah. Over Deyosav, that's his Midos. I want to say a few more things. A Jew is different than a guy. It's really amazing. You mean the chinuch? Is a Jew different than a guy? Rambam says he's moved out, he's different. The chinuch talks about Mila. What is the mitzvah of Mila? He says, Mishiroshe mitzvah zu, mitzvah Mila. See, he wants Hashem is Baruch L'kvoya Ba'om Asher Hivdil V'yos Nikra Al-Shmoy Ois Kavua B'gufom L'Avdil O'Misharo Amim B'tzura. Your body should look different. K'moy Shehem Uvdolim Mehem B'tzura Snaf Shaitsom. Just like your nefesh is different than a guy, your body should be different than a guy. I hear too, I don't know what these words mean. Asher mitzom, the nefesh, mitzom, umuvom. Einenu shove. They're not the same. Mitzom, the origin, is different. What that mean, means, what it means. Could be like this, it could be. And this Baltanya has a lot. There's a Mishnah that says the Jew is different than a guy. The Mishnah is an Avos, you have a sitter. It says over there, open up Avos, you have Avos there, Perigimel. Chaviv Adam, Shenivra. Chaviv Adam, Shenivra. Betzelem, Shenema. Betzelem, Elikim, Oses Adam. Chavivim Yisrael. Shenikroim, Bonim Lamokoim. What's the difference between Bonim and Nivra B'Tselem? A Ben A son is part of the father. So every Jew, what, not only is a holy neshama, it's a chelik of the kamimal. That's Balkanya lot. A Jew's neshama and a goy's neshama. Lahavdil. What's it, Havdil? A Jew is bonim. A brok karadavua. He's a chelik of the kamimal. Chelik of the kamimal. Right. They even have a song. Babbage pushes this a lot. Bonim. Hashem is here everywhere. In you is part of it. He is everywhere. A guy, not even having a shama. We are holding a shama. City of Asylum. But he's not a chalitah kamimal. That's one difference between a Jew and a guy. Not such a pretty difference is that the Gemara in Shabbos between a Jew and a guy. It says, Chava. Chava was seduced by who? By who was Chava seduced? The Nochosh was Ma'anis, the Mufat of Chava. Kishiyah, Yidash, and the Nochosh Kishiyani. Rosh Nesuin. V'hitel bozuamo. Put shmutz and tumma into the noshim. Uvazareho. Tell what happened. So the Jews came to where? Hasinai. Took out the zuamo. The Jews took out the zuamo. The shmutz and the tumma. The Jews took out the zuamo. And left their share with the goyim. Goyim are full of zuamo that the Nochosh created. That's another difference in the Gemara. I want to show you Gemara's. The difference between a Jew and a goy. The Chinuch says that's the mitzvah of Milah. To stamp this difference in the guf what's in the neshama. But the whole Torah is based on this. There's a psikta that we leave like a shikha upeya. But tzedakah, no! That our agriculture should be different than a guy. It's a psikta. It's a big thing to be there. That's a chsidim, go like they grow. Everything is a lavush, especially the hair and however, the Ramor is not like that. Ramor says, only when it's shmeks of a desire and pieces. Otherwise, we are suit, we're everything just like a guy. So that is the difference between, now these are Dvorim Pshutim. Everybody knows this. Gimel Samanim. Yeah. What I found out this time, something absolutely sensational. Something sensational. Give me a goya zuamo. A goya zuamo. As a matter of fact, there's a Yishalmi. I bring it from the Megad, I think. That Rakiva and his son or somebody went to the governor and the governor wanted to be machshu them. So he sent a Zayna, and Rekiva said, when we're so far away, I smell dead mice. Shkutzim, I smell. That is the origin that the guys call Shiksa. Right. That's Yushalmi. Where does it come from? The Zuamo. That's the Zuamo that Nochosh implanted into the human race. Right. But something new I found over here. Amazing thing. Had a chumash. Something mamish, mind-boggling. Yeah, they found out this time. I'm a lept. That's how you have to live. in order to learn. Right. Imagine I would die. I would not know this at all. Yeah. Pshuta shel mikra. Listen to this. Yeah. Kemais eretz Mitzrayim, asher yishavtem bo lo yisasu. Uchemais eretz Kanaan, asher ani mevi eschem, shoma lo yisasu chukiseyem, lo yisei leichu. Es mishpotai continue. Es mishpotai tasu. What's that? Es chukoy sa tishmu lo leches bohem. Ani Hashem elokeichem, ושמרתם את זכוכי סי ואת משפוטי אשר יעשה עושם אורם וחי בוהם. אני השם. What's going on? What's this? Wow. Who can say him לא יסי לאיכו? What is the corresponding פוסק? It's a very yeshivish פוסק. It is the yeshivish פוסק. What is the yeshivish פוסק? Which pasuk is used in all yeshivas? Every shmoo is in b'chukoy saite leichu. Shetziu amel b'tayro. Right? In b'chukoy saite leichu. Shetziu amel b'tayro. In b'chukoy saite leichu. Should learn my Torah. Their Torah don't learn. Don't be amel their Torah. B'chukoy sayem loisei leichu. I had to teach in high school. Medite in Shakespeare. Medite in Shakespeare. I quit high school then. Who is saying, well, don't be a male with her. Chochma Grim Kamen, but don't hurt her. Right, I have my Meged. The Baruch Hu is collecting money in America. And it's Shabbos and Shul. And that time, it's Rabban Mamakoko. So the whole Drosha. An interesting drasha, and says, so says Tolstoy. The Russian writer Tolstoy. The Rebbe jumps up, says, it's not bad enough you mentioned Goyish's stuff in the show. B'shem Oimroy, you have to say. B'shem Oimroy, you gotta say B'shem Oimroy. Anyway, I took out the Torah Shlomo, and it says, Chugiseyem Loiseleichu. From Tomar, from not going to learn Torah, by Menesasek. What am I going to learn? It's so geschmack, English literature. English literature, so geschmack. What am I going to learn? Vanosan Tamoy Bezidoy, Shenemar. Es Mishpoti Tassu, Omalahen, Hesasek Medivri Torah. Don't learn that garbage. Shabbat Zechem Chayom Haba. But now there's another Chazal brings over here that's really an eye opener. Listen to me carefully. I basically heard it from my father, but I say it in print. Who can say my say Leichu? Only my Torah. You shouldn't say that. Why? Omar lehen, Hashem said to them, listen to this. Hilcho b'darkei chayim. What's Torah called? Darkei chayim, shenemar, v'yiyu chayim nafshecha. Val tilmedu, darkei misa. Shenemar, kiragleyem, Lora Yerutsu, and then they kill. That end of the pasuk, then they kill. But Nitzchokh Magoyim Tamen. But something very fascinating. There were two countries in history that took little babies and burnt them in frying pans and crushed them. Two countries did that. There are two countries in history which were the most cultured countries, Egypt and Germany. They were the most cultured countries. In the old times, in Egypt, in modern time, Germany. Which country killed little babies? By them, officially. Egypt and Germany. I heard from the Rav, why was it Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why did Jews have to go to Mitzrayim? To get the Torah. Before they get the Torah, look at other Torahs. Look at other, before you get there, look at other Torah. I want to show you the other Torah. Somehow, did a good thing being done? Somehow, universities are a hotbed of anti-Semitism, of murder, of abortions. The more culture the country, the more abortions. Right now, they're mocked there in Virginia. Even the baby boy got out after the process. Kill him. What did they kill? And euthanasia. And that, right? Dark Emisa! It's Dark Emisa! Torah. Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim. Talmud's Goyla, you send his Rebbe there. Why do you send his Rebbe with him? Why? It says, V'chai. And the Rambam said, without the Rebbe, there's no Chaim, Teres Chaim. Not the opposite of Dr. Misa. As the Baruch Bey used to sing, Moshe Shmuel. The Baruch Bev, sung by Moshe Shmuel. Okay, get the message. Okay. That's what we say, my soul. I repeat it again. Omar Lehen. Omar Lehen. Hilchum Daki Chaim. Thou tell me the Daki Misa. Hey, was Chaim. The Abbas. Said, hey, was Chaim, the Abbas says, okay.